Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. In the 1950s, the small upstart record label known as Bethlehem started to amass one of the best rosters in jazz, including folks like Dexter Gordon, Charles Mingus, and Art Blakey. This week on the program, I'll be highlighting some of the singers that recorded for Bethlehem in the 1950s, in particular, the female singers. Some of these singers are well known, others less so, but all of them had a cool, smoky style that made the Bethlehem label unique. Just ahead, we'll hear music by singers like Chris Connor, Frances Fay, Nina Simone, and more. It's The Ladies of Bethlehem, coming up next on Afterglow.
Yes, I love you, Poggy. Don't let him take me. Don't let him handle me with his hot hands. If you can keep me, I want to stay here with you forever. I've got my man. Let him handle me and drive me mad. If you can keep me, I wanna stay here with you forever. I've got my man. Someday I know he's coming to call me. He's going to handle me and hold me so. It's going to be like dying, Poggy, when he calls me. But when he comes, I know I'll have to go. I love you, Poggy. Don't let him take me. Honey, don't let him handle me and drive me mad. If you can keep me, I want to stay here with you forever. I've got my man. Thank you.
Nina Simone from her debut album called Little Girl Blue, released by Bethlehem Records in 1958. We just heard the Gershwin song I Loves You Porgy from the opera Porgy and Bess. This song became Simone's first and only top 20 Billboard hit, and Little Girl Blue was the only album she recorded for Bethlehem. Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're exploring the catalogs of the 1950s jazz record label called Bethlehem, with a focus on many of the marvelous female singers that recorded for the label. There was nothing special behind the name Bethlehem Records, no immaculate birth. Rather, its founder, Gus Wilde, an eager producer born in Switzerland, came across the name while reading about the American company Bethlehem Steel. The label started in New York in 1953 and soon became home to some of the greatest jazz artists on both coasts, Mel Torme, Dexter Gordon, Charles Mingus, Art Blakey, and more. The Bethlehem label was known for two things, their artfully designed covers and the artistic freedom they gave their musicians. One of the first singers that struck a deal with Bethlehem was Chris Connor. Connor had just completed a successful run as the lead singer of Stan Kenton's orchestra, following in the footsteps of Kenton's former singers Anita O'Day and June Christie. Chris Connor had the rich, smoky voice that would set the tone for many of the female singers who would later record for Bethlehem. Her record, Chris Connor Sings Lullabies of Birdland, was one of the very first LPs released by the label and features her alongside pianist Ellis Larkins. The album is also important because it was the first major record produced by a young producer named Creed Taylor. Taylor was only 24 years old, and his keen ear helped shape Bethlehem into an important jazz label in the 1950s. Creed Taylor would later go on to found Impulse and CTI Records in the 60s and 70s, supporting the careers of John Coltrane, Stan Getz, Freddie Hubbard, and many more. Here's Chris Connor with the title track from her Bethlehem debut. This is Lullaby of Birdland on Afterglow.
Here's a lullaby, a different lullaby. Lullaby of Birdland, that's what I always hear when you sigh. Never in my woodland could there be ways to reveal in a phrase how I feel. Have you ever heard two turtle doves, bill and coo, when they love? That's the kind of magic music we make with our lips when we kiss. And there's a weepy old willow, he really knows how to cry. That's how I'd cry in my pillow if you should tell me farewell and goodbye. Lullaby of Birdland, whisper low, kiss me sweet and we'll go flying high in Birdland, high in the sky up above. We're in love. If you should tell me farewell and goodbye, lullaby of Birdland, whisper low, kiss me sweet, and we'll go flying high in Birdland, high in the sky up above. Flying high in Birdland, high in the sky up above. It's the wrong time and the wrong place, though your face is charming. It's the wrong face, it's not his face, but such a charming face that it's all right with me. It's the wrong song in the wrong style, though your smile is lovely. It's the wrong smile, it's not his smile, but such a lovely smile that it's all right with me. You can't know how happy I am that we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you want to forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips, though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but they're such tempting lips that if some night you're free, dear, it's all right, it's all right with me. Wrong game with the wrong chips, though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but such tempting lips that if some night you're free, dear, it's all right, it's all right with me.
Chris Connor with the Cole Porter song, It's All Right With Me. That comes from her 1955 album, This Is Chris, her third album for Bethlehem Records, and her first 12-inch LP. Before that, we heard Connor from her debut for Bethlehem with George Shearing's song, Lullaby of Birdland. Bethlehem Records had a knack for finding young singers on the rise. One of their first big finds was singer Carmen McRae, who had a monumental career that began at Bethlehem in 1955. Her tenure with Bethlehem didn't last long, but even on this debut self-titled recording, you can hear the beginnings of one of the best jazz singers. Here's Carmen McRae in 1955 with the Matt Matthews Quintet, featuring players like Herbie Mann and Mundell Lowe. This is the song, You Made Me Care, on Afterglow.
You made me care about you right from the start. I was so blind that I couldn't tell. No, I couldn't tell what was good for me. You made me care about you, although my heart said you will find it won't go so well. It won't go so well, it can never be. But in the ways of love, my heart was a child in school. Then you walked out on love, and my heart wondered who was the fool. You know that you made me care about you. Though we're apart, still I don't mind, for you will return as soon as you learn you love me too. Thank you.
Carmen McRae from her self-titled debut for Bethlehem Records with the song You Made Me Care. Another female singer who recorded for Bethlehem I want to feature is Helen Carr. Carr was one of the many female vocalists who filled the gap at the label after Chris Connor left Bethlehem for Atlantic Records. Carr was very much in the Chris Connor mold, too, a cool, smoky-voiced former big band singer. In many ways, Bethlehem was doing a great service. In the mid to late 1950s, former female big band vocalists were no longer in the spotlight, but Bethlehem gave them an outlet to record good, authentic jazz. Here's Helen Carr with the Frank Lesser and Burton Lane tune, Moments Like This, on Afterglow.
Moments like this make me thrill through and through. Careless moments like this close to you. Nonchalantly we dine and we dance. Yet my heart seems to melt in your glance. Sweet moments like this, with the soft lights aglow, make me long for your kiss, though I know I'd be just one of all your affairs. But at moments like this, who cares?
Thank you.
that's why I love you. Maybe that's why I love you.
Helen Carr in 1955 with Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein's Why Do I Love You? That's from her Bethlehem album of the same name. Before that, we heard Carr from her Bethlehem debut with the song Moments Like This. Sadly, Helen Carr's career didn't last much longer than her brief tenure on the Bethlehem label. She passed away in 1960 at age 38. Another singer on the Bethlehem roster was Frances Faye. Faye was different than singers like Helen Carr or Chris Connor because she didn't come from the world of jazz big bands. Rather, Frances Faye came from the world of nightclubs and cabaret, so she brought a lot of personality to her recordings. Faye recorded several albums for Bethlehem, but her most groundbreaking was also one of the more unlikely success stories for the label, the album Frances Faye Sings Folk Songs. It's hard to think that songs like Skip to My Lou or Oh My Darling Clementine or John Henry could ever swing, but Faye makes it work with her inimitable style. First, here's Frances Faye in 1957 with the folk song Clementine on Afterglow.
In a cavern, in a canyon, excavating for a mine, dwelt a miner, 49er, and his daughter Clementine. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling Clementine. You are lost and gone forever, dreadful sorry Clementine. Like she was like a fairy, and her shoes were number 9. Herring boxes without topses, sandals were for Clementine. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling Clementine. You are lost and gone forever, dreadful sorry Clementine. Drove she ducklings to the water every morning just at 9. Hit her foot against a splinter, fell into the foaming brine. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling Clementine. You are lost and gone forever, dreadful sorry Clementine. Ruby lips above the water, blowing bubbles soft and fine. But alas, I was no swimmer, so I lost my Clementine. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling Clementine. You are lost and gone forever, dreadful sorry Clementine. Still haunts me, robed in garments soaked in brine. Though in life I used to hug her, now she's dead, I draw the line. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling Clementine. You are lost and gone forever, dreadful sorry Clementine.
Sip your tea, the memory of all that No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. Sip your tea. The memory of all that, no, no. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams, no, no.
Singer Frances Fay in 1955 with the Gershwin standard, They Can't Take That Away From Me. That's from her Bethlehem record, I'm Wild Again. Before that, we heard her with Clementine from the 1957 Bethlehem record, Frances Fay Sings Folk Songs. Both of those recordings featured the Russ Garcia Orchestra. Here's another female singer that may have never gotten a chance in the spotlight had it not been for Bethlehem Records. Betty Blake was one of the singers who joined the label just before it was sold in 1962. Her 1961 album, Betty Blake Sings in a Tender Mood, is a combination of ballads and mid-tempo numbers, featuring players like Teddy Charles on vibes, Mal Waldron on piano, and Kenny Burrell on guitar. Here's Betty Blake in 1961 with the song Let There Be Love on Afterglow.
Let there be you, and let there be me. Let there be oysters under the sea. Let there be wind and occasional rain, chili con carne and sparkling champagne. Let there be birds to sing in the trees, someone to bless me whenever I sneeze. Let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove, but first of all, please, let there be love. Let there be you, and let there be me. Let there be oysters under the sea. Let there be wind and occasional rain, chili con carne and sparkling champagne. Let there be birds to sing in the trees, someone to bless me whenever I sneeze. Let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove, but first of all, please,
singer Betty Blake from her 1961 album for Bethlehem Records called Betty Blake Sings in a Tender Mood. That was the tune Let There Be Love. We'll have more from the ladies of Bethlehem in just a bit. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee, serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan, online at iHeartSoma.com. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow, I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring the ladies of Bethlehem Records, a jazz record label popular in the 1950s and early 1960s. The Bethlehem label featured some of the finest jazz singers of the day, many of whom are somewhat forgotten now. Luckily, many of these albums have been reissued on CD by either Avenue Jazz in the 1990s or Fresh Sound Records in the past decade or so. One of the best discoveries that I came across while researching this show was singer Sally Blair, whose Bethlehem recordings were reissued by Fresh Sound in 2015. Blair's fame came around 1957, mostly for her good looks, her sexpot persona, and her dyed platinum blonde hair. She was one of the brown blondes featured in Jet magazine around this time. She made appearances on Ed Sullivan and Johnny Carson, sang with Cab Calloway and Duke Ellington, and became a favorite singer of writer Walter Winchell. Despite her overtly sexy persona, Blair was more than just a novelty. She had a strong voice with a confident delivery, which is clear from the opening track of her Bethlehem debut. Here's singer Sally Blair with her suggestive version of Fats Waller's song, Squeeze Me, on Afterglow.
Be a nice daddy, because it's late and I really don't want to say goodnight. But the clock says we've got just a few more minutes, so you know, daddy. But just be cool, because I'm your mommy. You know what you've got to do? You've got to kind of take me in your arms and I'll tell you. Wait a minute. Relax. Treat me sweet and gentle. When you say goodnight, just squeeze me, but don't you tease me. I get sentimental when you hold me tight. You tease me. Missing you since you went away, singing the blues away each day, counting the nights and waiting for you. I'm in the mood to let you know I love you so. Please say you love me too. When I get this feeling, I'm in ecstasy, so squeeze. don't you tease me. Missing you since you went away, singing the blues away each day. Counting the nights and waiting for you. I'm in the mood to let you know I'd never let you go. Please say you love me too. Baby, don't tease me. Squeeze me. Don't you tease me.
The blonde bombshell Sally Blair with the song Squeeze Me, performed there on her Bethlehem debut of the same name, recorded in 1957. Sally Blair briefly sang with Duke Ellington's orchestra in the early 1950s. Another Ellington alum who recorded for Bethlehem was singer Betty Roche. Roche sang with Ellington in the 1940s and again in the early 1950s. In 1952, she recorded a definitive version of the Billy Strayhorn tune Take the A-Train with Ellington's orchestra. In 1956, she recorded her first solo record for Bethlehem, recording a number of jazz standards, including that Duke Ellington Billy Strayhorn song that made her famous. I'll play that song for you now. This is singer Betty Roche on Bethlehem Records performing Take the A-Train on Afterglow.
Take the A train to find the quickest way to get to Harlem. If you should take the A train, you'll find you'll get where you're going if you hurry. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Now it's coming. Oh, oh. Can't you hear? The rails are humming. Get with it. If you should take the A train, you'll find you'll get where you're going in a hurry. Shut up. Blah, blah, do your double sweep. Blah, blah, do your double. Ooh, you cool. Ooh, you cool. Shut up, bed, oh, bed, do your die. Ooh, shut it down. I do blah, shadu be do be did. If I don't do it, sweep I do ya, not for blah blah. If I but that, shop do be that, shop it do be do be do ya do blah. Shadu be do be do be do it, shaya do be do. Me and you, I cover the waterfront. I cover the waterfront.
Got a train waiting for me. I'm waiting for
singer Betty Roche on her debut solo album, recorded for Bethlehem Records in 1956. That was the title track of that album, and Roche's signature song, Billy Strayhorn's Take the A-Train. Bethlehem Records had several ballad singers on their roster in the 1950s as well. The label's producers, Creed Taylor and Red Clyde, had great taste, not only in singers, but also in accompaniment. A Bethlehem ballad is tasteful and understated, as opposed to the overly maudlin ballads you might find on the Columbia label around this time. I'll play songs from two ballad singers for you right now, Audrey Morris and Paula Cassell, who both recorded for Bethlehem in 1956. First, here's Audrey Morris with the Van Heusen and Burke tune, It's Always You, on Afterglow.
Whenever it's early twilight, I watch till a star breaks through. Funny, it's not a star I see, it's always you. Whenever I roam through roses, and lately I often do. Funny, it's not a rose I touch, it's always you. If a breeze caresses me, it's really you strolling by. If I hear a melody, it's merely the way. Wherever you are, you're near me. You dare me to be untrue. Funny, each time I fall in love, it's always you. Funny, each time I fall in love, it's always you. Each time it's always you.
Please meet me there.
that we've been dreaming of, darling, on love's lovely one-way street.
Two singers for Bethlehem Records in the 1950s. We just heard Paula Castle, featuring flutist Sam Most, performing the song Love is a One-Way Street. Before that, we heard Audrey Morris with the song It's Always You, from her 1956 album The Voice of Audrey Morris. Both of those songs are collected on the CD The Girls of Bethlehem, Volume 1. Another lady of Bethlehem Records was singer, dancer, and actor Peggy Connolly. The Texas native was featured in several films in the 1950s and on television, and she also recorded several times for Bethlehem alongside Russ Garcia's orchestra. I'll play a track now from her self-titled Bethlehem record. This is Peggy Connolly with That Old Black Magic on Afterglow.
Spell that old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. That same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. That same old tingle that I feel inside. And then that elevator starts its ride. The tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm aflame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. And you're the lover I have waited for. You're the mate that fate had me created for. Darling, down and down I go, round and round I go, in a spin, loving that spin I'm in, under that old black magic called fire.
Peggy Connolly with Russ Garcia's Wigville Band in 1956. That was Arlen and Mercer's That Old Black Magic from Connolly's self-titled Bethlehem record. I have one more Lady of Bethlehem I want to feature this hour, and that's perhaps the most famous of the Bethlehem singers, Nina Simone. Now, Bethlehem Records did a great job of attracting new talent, but not at retaining that talent. Singers like Chris Connor, Carmen McRae, Sally Blair, and Helen Carr moved to other labels shortly after recording their solo debuts for Bethlehem. And that was also the case for Nina Simone. Simone's career began in Atlantic City, where she moonlighted in small clubs between her efforts to become a classical pianist. Her first album was the album Little Girl Blue for Bethlehem in 1958, where she recreated her live set on record. She never thought much of her career as a jazz singer, so she sold her rights to the songs to Bethlehem for cheap. The album became a sleeper hit, turning Simone into a star, and Simone lost out on probably $1 million in royalties because of the contract. Upset by her treatment by the label, she moved to Colpix Records shortly after, but it was still on Bethlehem where she got her start and recorded some of her most iconic songs, including I Loves You Porgy, Don't Smoke in Bed, Little Girl Blue, and this next song. Here's Nina Simone in 1958 with My Baby Just Cares for Me on Afterglow.
My baby don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for cars and races. My baby don't care for high-tone places. Liz Taylor is not a star, and even Lana Turner's smile, something he can't see. My baby don't care, who knows? My baby just cares for me.
Thank you.
Nina Simone, from her 1958 debut record called Little Girl Blue for Bethlehem Records. That was the song, My Baby Just Cares for Me. And thanks for tuning in to this look at the Ladies of Bethlehem on Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee, serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan, online at iHeartSoma.com. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.